Hello, friends.
Word up, everybody. Hey.
Welcome. Another episode of the Dadgum Dads.
Dadgum Dad podcast. Super excited. We got a more lighthearted topic today.
Yes,
we're going to have a little bit more fun with this one.
A little too much fun, if you ask me.
It could be trouble.
Well, between you and me, it's always a good time.
It's going to be trouble. Before we get too far, let's give a shout out to Fit Donut. Bison Fence with one Randall Cole Kanigi Esquire.
No, I'm hungry. Fix your fence. I can go for a Fit Donut right now. You know, I'm going to put it in order.
Put it in order. Get them going. I'm pretty sure they're closed, but you know.
Well, I'm going to make him go and get me one and bring it out here.
He's not going to do that.
Yeah, then fix my fence.
He's not going to do it.
Guy, fix my fence with your old Bison Fence over there, huh?
Yeah, man. He's doing great. I just talked to him the other day. He's super busy. People need their fences, so.
He is. Well, yeah, I tried to have him come out last week just to kind of look at my fence.
Yeah,
did he come out?
No. He's busy.
You know?
Hey.
Oh.
You got to take a back seat.
You can't? You know what?
Money talks.
See, if I call you again,
yeah.
I'll call you after this.
Last but not least, Church Valley Eco Wash. Check them out. Have them clean up your dumpsters, trash cans. They do a great job. He came out here and did yours, too, last week.
Yeah, he did. Yep.
He comes all the way out to middle of nowhere Caldwell. So they'll come take care of you anywhere in the Treasure Valley.
Anywhere.
So
it's a great idea, man. I thought about that doing that years ago.
No, it's good, man. Yeah.
Never did it, but I'm glad
I wouldn't want to do it, but I'm glad he's doing it. Somebody do it, you know.
I saw a video of how he does it.
Yeah, it's cool. Awesome. Yeah, he's got stuff on his Instagram.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool, man.
Yeah, it's really cool. This one's going to be fun. We're just going to, today we're just talking about movies. We're talking about movies of the now and then.
Ooh, boy.
Movies now versus movies when we were growing up.
Oh.
And let me tell you.
I would say probably more than half the movies we grew up watching would not be allowed today.
They may not even be allowed, but they're definitely going to be, they're not going to be rated what they're rated.
Well, that's for sure.
Oh, my gosh.
Ooh.
Let's just start right out. I watched Beetlejuice. Okay, actually, we might have talked about this a while back. I'm going to bring it up again.
Bring it up.
So I watched Beetlejuice. Mm-hmm. Hilarious movie. Oh. I love this movie. Michael Keaton, hilarious. I watched this when I was a young buck.
Mm-hmm.
I'm watching it with my daughter around Halloween time because it's a good Halloween movie.
Yep.
This movie's rated PG, by the way. Okay. And I'm pretty sure, let's see. This movie came out, I want to say it's 1989, 88, somewhere in that
Somewhere
in that region. Drops the F word. F-bomb right in there. Yeah.
In a PG?
Yeah. Nice effing model is what he says. I'd say it, but keep the family friendly. Then he grabs his Yeah. You haven't seen his part?
Because
he's little.
It has been a
long
time.
So he's on
time.
The model. You know, he's a little guy. Mm-hmm. And then he gets big, right? When they see Beetlejuice.
Mm-hmm.
So he's a little fella. And they're basically saying they're not gonna use his services.
Mm-hmm.
So he gets pissed. And he's yelling. And he turns around and he kicks a building, but it falls over, and so that's when he's like, "Nice effing model," which is hilarious. Okay, but yeah, that's definitely not PG. I wouldn't think.
Probably not.
I don't think we're gonna get away with that one anymore.
You know, but then there are some random movies that were rated R back in the day that would not be rated R now.
No, you're absolutely right.
Tombstone. Rated R.
Yeah, we talked about that. That absolutely would not be rated R.
That would not be rated R. That would probably be PG right now.
88 was Beetlejuice.
Oh, okay, yep.
Yeah, no, because there's no language. It was just violent. It was just a violent Western film. Mm-hmm. And, you know, something about Westerns, too. I always notice this. Westerns, they tend to make them R for some reason because they're just violent. Yeah, just because you ever see Open Range even with Kevin Costner?
Yeah.
Same thing. Mm-hmm. Just violence, some shooting, guy gets shot, and then you're like, but you could watch a movie now and you're like, that's PG-13. Really?
Yeah, exactly.
There's a lot of sexual innuendo because sex is all good.
Oh, yeah.
You can show butts, side boob, whatever you want, PG-13. The minute somebody pulls a gun out and shoots him, though, then you start debating, well, is this ours? Is PG-13? Where did he shoot him?
Even be alive?
How many people got shot? I think there's like a whole tally, like, well, how many people actually got shot by a gun?
Mm-hmm.
That's why you notice, too, in PG-13 movies, you'll see a lot of guns, people are shooting them, but nobody ever really gets shot that much. Like, some people get shot.
It's like the stormtroopers are shooting. You know,
exactly. Like, there'll be, like, one guy gets shot every 10. They're like, okay, that's fine. Mm-hmm. But, like, obviously in R-rated movies, you got a lot of people getting just shot.
Yeah.
Like, dying. All in
that's
one,
probably
all one scene.
Well, now, once it got in the 90s and stuff when they started showing the blood.
Yeah.
You know, you go back to the old John Wayne westerns and stuff. They get shot, but they just fall off the horse. And
well, everything was like rated G back then because it was like G and then like PG. And then like an R. Mm-hmm. PG-13 didn't exist till after, I want to say, was Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom.
Yeah.
Was PG. Remember this movie?
Yeah.
I watched that one too. She loves old Indiana Jones, by the way. The kid. Nice. The last one, just like me, she's like, ah, that one's not very good. I'm like, you're absolutely right. Kingdom of the Crystal Skull is not that good. That
one was, and then they left you with the, who was
Shia LaBeouf.
Shia LaBeouf, like, ooh, he's going to be the next one. And he's like, nope, give him my hat. Walks out.
So, Temple of Doom, you got all kinds of crazy stuff. But one scene in particular, Hubbum Jemima, Hubbum Jemima, Hubbum Jemima, Doodorum. He's pulling the dude's heart out.
Oh, yeah.
He's still alive. Hubbum Jemima, Hubbum Jemima. And then the guy's getting lit, and then it lights on fire because he's getting burned. And I'm watching this. I'm like, cut a scene out. Because I'm not going to like shield her eyes because I want to see how much she can handle. Because, dude, I saw that movie like a ton before I was even 8 because that stuff was just out when we were little.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it was just out. Like, I remember the Indiana Jones movies came out and, like, you could get them from McDonald's.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember this? McDonald's did a thing back in the day, and you could get the VHS tapes when they came out, like, something. Yeah. That's hilarious. That's how we got them.
I don't remember that.
Anyway, yeah, it was like a deal. So, okay, McDonald's.
Mm-hmm.
Putting Indiana Jones. People's hearts getting ripped out. Hello, Jemima. Mm-hmm. Deuteronomy. Mm-hmm. There's, like, all kinds of, like, voodoo Satanism going on in Steven Spielberg's rated PG in Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom. Rated PG.
You know, I tell you what, I have never been a fan of snakes ever, and that movie
did Raiders of the Lost Ark,
and that did not help. The when snakes. He just cuts it open and all the babies start falling out. Oh,
yeah, Temple of Doom, yeah.
And I'm
yeah.
just like, nope. And they're all grabbing them, eating them, and I'm like, not going to do it.
And they're making noises.
Wouldn't be prudent.
Wouldn't be prudent.
Not going to do it.
I love, too, the first Indiana Jones, so Raiders of the Lost Ark, once again, PG.
Mm-hmm.
Steven Spielberg, by the way, really knew how to push that PG rating.
Right.
I got a list of movies that we watched growing up.
Right to the line.
Right to the line. Raiders of the Lost Ark at the end, when that ark starts killing everybody, got guys' face melting off and heads exploding.
Yeah.
I love the scene. You love the scene. Shoot, even the kid was like, that was awesome. Freaky.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, yeah.
But it was awesome.
But it's awesome. But I mean, I can't even say. I was like 6 when I started watching those movies. Like, but these young parents are probably like, this is normal, right? I mean, the head's exploding. It's PG, though. The rating, they
is right there.
The MPAA
just
would
parental guidance.
They would not.
It is up to you, Mom.
Yeah, they would not lead us astray.
Nope.
If they say it's PG, it means it's kid friendly.
Mm-hmm.
Nope. Nope.
Nope.
Mm-mm. Jaws, 1975. You want to know what that movie's rated? PG. You know what blood's in that movie?
A lot of blood. Yeah, but it's so fake.
Bro, the part where he's getting eaten at the end of the movie, though, when Quinn's in the boat and it's capsizing, you know, and Quinn's kicking in the sharks, you know, and he screamed. Every time I see that scene, I'm like, oof, that was brutal. I remember seeing that when I was little, though, like, oh my gosh. I was like kind of doing the fingers. Like,
yeah.
Because he's like, ah! You know, and blood's like spewing out of his mouth and the shark's eating him. I'm like, PG, huh? Kid friendly.
Yeah.
It's like, so they've gone so far the opposite direction now. Like, if it's PG, it's not even like an adult movie at all.
No.
It's like for kids. Very obvious. GPG kids.
It's a Disney movie.
It's a Disney movie.
Disney cartoon.
Or it's Pixar. Yep. Or it's like, they don't even hardly make them anymore because it's just, it's a kid movie.
Mm-hmm.
PG-13. A little bit more adult, or really adult, just depends on what you're watching.
Yeah.
And then obviously the R's are. There's no real change there.
There's a lot more R's than there are anything else
now. Well, yeah, I mean, especially because it's the rating system has changed so much, because R used to be a deterrent. Like, if it was R, it meant it wasn't going to probably make very much money.
Mm-hmm.
It really did. But Deadpool was like a big movie that kind of changed the game as far as like a superhero movie that was rated R and made a lot of money. Mm-hmm. Because before that, if it was like kind of a super, because people wanted to come out with like these R-rated superhero movies for adults forever, but there was no appeal. There was no commercial appeal, and the studios wouldn't back it because like we're not gonna make any money because nobody's gonna watch.
Yeah,
because it's like the highest grossing R-rated films like going up to that was like T2, you know, Terminator 2. I'll be back. Yeah. Come with me if you want to live.
Yeah.
I love that movie. So that was like the highest grossing like R-rated movie, which made a lot of money. Mm-hmm. James Cameron, hey. But so you could see what, like, I mean, if you make a PG-13, then it's more kid friendly, and you know, you go over $1 billion, people make, you know, whatever. Mm-hmm. But Deadpool, yeah, Deadpool changed the game, you know, and then Logan came out. Remember mm-hmm. Logan? That was a movie.
Yeah.
Dude, yeah. And that's what's cool about it now. We're getting to see like superhero movies made that entertain us as adults. Because we all remember being little kids and was into it. But like those, like, you know, we're aging now. I don't want to, like, if I watch the same thing I used to watch when I'm little, sometimes I'm like, ah, it's cool. No, other time I'm like, ah, it's cheesy.
Yeah.
I want to see that, but now, like, you know, well, like for to me, entertain me now.
For me, Jaws, I watch Jaws and I'm like, oh, this is cheesy.
But I still, yeah, it's such a classic, though.
It is.
And some movies are timeless. That one, it's just so hard to make a shark movie, too.
Yeah, well, and then, like,
that doesn't look like the garbage. The
Little Shop of Horrors.
Yeah, you told me, yeah.
Where he chops him up and feeds him. That scared the crap out of me when I was little. Now I watch it, and I'm like...
Yeah, it is definitely different. Yeah. Yeah, there's some... I mean, they used to do it even then, though, but it's just they didn't make a lot of movies, or money, like I said. Like, you had horror movies that were coming out in the 70s that were brutal. Okay. You watch them now, and you're like, oh my God, how'd they get away with making this? Like, the original Texas Chainsaw Massacre and stuff like that didn't make a whole lot of money, but they made them for, like, no money, too. Like, that's the thing with, like, horror movies. Is most of them small budget, so everything you make money on.
Mm-hmm. So, like Carrie.
Carrie was another one. Yeah, Carrie, the original.
Yeah, I remember watching.
She killed everybody.
Yeah, I remember watching that on TBS. Scared the you know what?
Dude, I watched that with my mom. Man, she got that movie because she'd remember watching it when she was younger. You know, so we watched. I was like 10. Mm-hmm. It was her face. I just remember the face she made. Ding! You know, she's not even blinking anymore when she's like.
Yeah, because she got the blood all over.
Yeah,
her.
Well, yeah. She just
blood. Apparently that was pig's blood that they used.
Real pig's blood.
It was real pig blood. I'm like, oh.
The original was a good one. It was a good movie. Well,
thank you. Stay away from the pig's blood.
Mm-mm. Yeah.
But no, just a lot of the old movies that were rated R, you know, could possibly be.
Yeah, I mean,
PG for sure now.
Yeah, yeah, it's definitely different. There's a lot of stuff. It's interesting to see how they're going about with the cleanup now of the movies of yesteryear, with whether it be Disney movies that are just so racist.
Oh yeah!
Oh my gosh, so much racism. It's not funny. I'm not laughing because it's funny. I'm laughing. I mean, it's like, it's. I love their cleanup though. They like they got the little disclaimer now. Oh, have you tried to watch one of these movies on Disney on the Disney?
Well, now they moved a bunch of them over to the adult.
So only adults can watch racist cartoons. Not
well,
kids.
Well, essentially,
we don't want the kids to
like,
see them.
Yeah, like you have the kid setting. And if your kid's on there, like, for instance, I think Dumbo.
Right.
If you want to watch Dumbo, you have to go to an adult's account to watch it because of the crows.
Hey, that'll make it better, huh, Disney?
Yeah.
Hey, how do we just apologize for decades of just racist innuendos and just right-in-your-face racism? Mm-hmm. Here, let's put this disclaimer. And then we'll tweak the settings on there, so you got to actually think about it before you watch it. That'll make up
that'll
for everything.
Do it, Johnny.
Nice job, Walt from the grave. You old racist. You're really cleaning up now. We make Walt so proud. Get out of here, Disney.
Yeah.
I hate it.
He's not even in the grave. He's frozen.
Yeah, I know. But that's the thing, you know. It's like some of these companies are so big that it's like they give this half-ass apology, like, "Eh, our bad." Yeah, that was pretty insensitive of us. But they still do it.
Mm-hmm.
They still do it. It's still happening in other movies or something that they'll be behind or
well, not
or just movements that they're behind. Yeah. Like now there are companies like Disney's in everything, whether it's news media you're watching. And we're kind of getting away from movies right now. But you know what I'm saying? Like Disney owns all kinds of stuff now. So now they're only like...
Yeah.
So you guys are always been a big part of the problem. Mm-hmm. Okay? So let's just cut it out. Yeah. You guys are a bunch of old bigots. You're still in charge making money, and now you own most of the news networks.
Oh, yeah.
So what are we seeing? Same stuff.
Same stuff. Well, not
but
not
at just, least they let Deadpool get made.
Yeah. Well, not just movies, like I said, going against wave movies, but just some of the stuff that we saw on TV. I mean, look at MTV, for instance, Celebrity Deathmatch.
Dude, that was amazing.
Amazing, but can they play it now?
I wish. No, you can find it on YouTube, probably.
And I'm just saying, can MTV play that?
Yeah.
Right now, nowadays? Oh, no. Not at all.
There's some
because
shows.
There'll be such an uproar about it.
Yeah, it's really interesting,
I'm really surprised that they're bringing Beavis and Butthead back.
I love Beavis and Butthead, too, man. I used to love it. That was the funniest because show. Beavis. Anyway, yeah, here we are just doing it.
So dumb.
No, it was stupid, but, I mean, with the success of shows like South Park and, like, Family Guy and stuff, I mean, come on. Just, these shows are good. It was all about what network they tried to be on and the timing. Yeah. South Park came out in 1997, I believe, but it came out on Comedy Central, on cable. That so not true. Everybody had access to it. Mm-hmm. So it was one of those things where they're like...
Well, that's like back in the day when Celebrity Deathmatch was on.
It was on MTV.
Which was on cable.
Right.
Not a lot of people had
so cable. You've always had these uber conservative groups that try to control what we watch and or music that we listen to and say, try to take away their art. Ah, you can't watch that. So when stuff came out on cable, they were basically like, well, you can choose to not have cable. Mm-hmm. But I used to say this even when I was younger. I was like, even if it's on the regular five channels, just don't watch it.
Yeah.
You got a problem with it, turn the station. Turn it off. Well, I can't. If my kid's watching this show and it's on Channel 7, that's your fault. Yeah. And I have a specific...
Turn on PBS.
I have a specific example. And I remember this. It was freshman year of high school. There was a show that came out. It was an animated show. So I wanted to watch it so bad. It was called God, the Devil, and Bob.
I don't remember.
God, the Devil, and Bob. It went one season. It had four episodes on NBC before they yanked it. And then in 2011, Adult Swim through Cartoon Network aired the remaining episodes of the season. And that was it. It got yanked so fast because this was so offensive, blasphemous. I mean, because it was like God was like a normal dude hanging out, and the devil are like basically normal guys, and they're tempting a guy named Bob, and the fate of the world's in Bob's hands, and God basically, you know, like
I seriously do not remember that.
Yeah, yeah, right. At yeah, all. It was gonna be. It was on NBC, and I remember seeing the show when I was young. I was like, that looks hilarious. I want to watch this, and I got yanked so fast. I remember being so mad, and I'm like. If they got such a problem, turn the channel. Like, what are we doing? And now it's 2021, and something like that comes out, people don't think twice about it.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe that's a problem too, a little bit. But I think that's a reaction to just years and years and years of kind of like controlling what people can see and taking this stuff away. And you know what I mean? Like, if you're too one way or the other, what usually happens is you go the opposite direction, right? So, if in the year 2000, a show like that comes out and they yank it after four episodes because some like 50, you know, Puritan moms lost their mind or something, whatever. Mm-hmm. Now, if that happens, they just hit the mute button. They're like, too bad, we don't care.
Mm-hmm.
Don't watch it. Which is, I agree with that.
Well, nowadays, because you have so many other platforms you can view stuff on.
Exactly.
That, I mean, essentially, if you want, I mean, you can even have your own website and freaking put whatever you want on it. So if you want to make your little animations about, you know, whatever that's offensive.
Yeah.
Just have people
just
go to your website.
Just don't watch it.
Yeah.
And it's like that thing is like, and I love that it is a little bit more, it is a lot more like that now. Like, you don't like it, don't watch it. But then, that being said, what's been happening over the last year? Stuff getting canceled like crazy.
So stupid.
Don't get me wrong. There's some stuff out there that's been in this country that could go away. But canceling, like, brands of syrup or this and that. Without even knowing that's like the Disney thing that I just was talking about 5 minutes ago.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so that'll make you not racist if you change the name of your company or what?
It's like, yeah. Like,
so we're going to just forget?
Like the football teams or the, you know, football teams, the Redskins.
Right, now it's football team.
Now it's a football team. And then you got the Cleveland Indians. They're not the Indians.
And don't get me wrong. Are they not?
Well, no. I think they are, but they just took the Indian mascot off of everything.
Right.
And it's like, you know, and now everyone's like, ooh, what are the Atlanta Braves going to do? And and it's like the school, Boise High School.
Yep.
They used to be the Boise Braves. Now they're the Boise Brave. And it's like, you took the S off.
Well, exactly. What the heck? Yeah, that'll change everything, right? Well, first of all, a Brave is totally different.
Well, and last time I checked, it was an honor to be a Brave.
Right, exactly.
So in the Indian culture.
See, now we're getting into that, too. And I think we should, because here's the thing. Do I think it was super offensive to have a team called the Washington Redskins? Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Okay. And then but after 40 or 50 years or whatever, however long that now we just decide, and I'm not saying it's never too late or whatever, but it's just, that just goes to show people don't change stuff until they absolutely feel they have to. Yeah. So it's not for the right reason. No. It's not like it's 2005 or something and the owner of the Redskins goes, you know what, man, we're just changing the name. Yeah. I don't feel good about it. We're not going to do it. No, they waited until groups and groups for decades been on these guys. Hey, you got to change the name. This is offensive. Mm-hmm. To the point where most people that are Native American are like, it doesn't even offend me. Mm-hmm. You know, because, yeah, I mean, we're that's so the thing. Used to it. We're so used to it, which is not an acceptable thing for them either. Mm-hmm. That's not okay that they're so used to this racial bigotry that are like, I mean, really changing the name, is that going to give our land back? I mean, how's that work? Yeah. Oh, we changed the name. That'll make them happy. Like, yeah. Stop this. It's the Disney thing. Mm-hmm. We're changing names. So, like, Cleveland Indians. Should they have been called the Cleveland Indians? I don't know. Maybe not have a comical face picture as your logo, mm-hmm. perhaps, you know, maybe be a little bit more, you know, mm-hmm. Respectable about
yeah,
it.
Yeah.
Because the comical, you know, mm-hmm. Native American man on the smile, the comic big smile, I'm like, yeah, that's like now. Kind of insulting. Yeah. A little bit. But you don't see names of other teams about other mm-hmm. races of people. It was just Native Americans. And this is a whole different conversation to get into. But there's just, people do things, they're not doing it out of the kindness of their heart. So we got to get past that. Mm-hmm. Okay, 2021, stuff you're watching on the news, on a movie, or on an app, the football team's changing the name, they're not doing it because they care, okay? Yeah. They're doing it to cover their ass. Yep. That's what it is. That's all anything is anymore. Yeah. Nobody does anything for the right reasons. They do it to cover their backside.
Mm-hmm. Because if they did it for the right reasons, they would have done it years
exactly.
ago.
Exactly. If you're getting told and yelled at and people are picketing and throwing eggs at your car every time you drive by for decades,
mm-hmm.
yeah. which you should almost be more worried that now all of a sudden we've decided as a country that it's a shift.
Yeah.
It's a distractor. That's they're distracting us. But anyway, let's get back to movies.
All right, anyway.
We can go on that about another time. But movies, Disney, you guys are racist. Okay, so. they are. All right? No, they are. I don't care. I don't want to hear it. Mm-hmm. Bunch of racists. What are we talking about? Movies?
Movies.
Now and then.
Well, now and then. The movies back then.
I mean
yeah. Well, okay. you got. It's a great movie. I'm glad. Blazing Saddles.
Yeah, great movie.
Hilarious. There's no way. Hey,
but that's rated R, though.
That could come out this day.
I think it could. It's right. If there are rated movies, you can still get away with this stuff.
I don't know about that. The stuff that they say in those.
It's, yeah. I don't know.
There's some lines in there that you're like.
But if it's rated a certain way, you're still on TV too, like TVMA, watching on HBO or something. They still can get away because you're basically telling everybody, hey, whatever you're getting ready to watch is going to contain this list of things: violence, gore, sex, nudity, language, racist. And then I love Netflix little thing. It'll say this: TVMA for violence, language, sexuality, smoking.
Oh yeah,
I'm like,
I've seen that.
I'm like, hold up. So smoking's
offensive?
That's what makes it TVMA now.
Have you not looked out your window? Your neighbor's probably out there on their stoop. Smoking.
Yeah. Smoking what? Are we talking about smoking PCP or are we smoking cigarettes? Yeah, they're not very specific.
It's just smoking.
No, just smoking.
Just smoking.
So smoking is so bad.
What is she smoking on?
So,
eh?
Well, then that's offensive. That's TVMA too. No, people on Netflix are sitting here like, oh, let's see here. We got violence. Whatever. Kids shoot kids is no big deal. Language, who cares? That's fine. Sex, love that. Smoking, Ooh. TVMA.
You lost me.
Yep, gotta be MA. TVMA.
Nope, can't watch it. Why, Dad? TVMA. They're smoking.
No, they're smoking cigarettes, and I won't have it. I don't care how much, I don't care how many sexist comments this guy makes, or racist comments, or how many times he drops the F-bomb, and how many kids he shoots. He smoked a cigarette, and that's where I'm drawing the line.
Get him off.
I've had it. I won't stand
for it. Cancel it now.
Cancel smoking.
Cancel it.
Yeah. They've been getting canceled.
I was going to say,
you seen the price of cigarettes?
I was going to say, they probably should.
That's an expensive, an expensive habit, boy, I'll tell you.
Yeah.
Ooh, boy. That's how they, over time, get canceled.
What's it going to be? Get a gallon of gas now or buy a pack of cigarettes?
Yeah, it's an expensive habit. Mm-hmm. You got to have a little money.
Yeah. Take your arm and your leg.
You only get one. You only get one corner of a building, and you just smoke your $3 cigarette. you almost feel bad for him, but you don't.
But you don't. No. Anyway.
Yeah, it's funny.
Hey, we are getting off topic.
Oh man, there's some good ones. But even like kid movies, like Sandlot, PG, right? Made in like 93, 94.
Yeah.
They say so curse words like lot, though.
A lot.
That you can't say in a PG movie now.
Which is funny because if you watch it alone, you don't really notice it.
Well, no.
But then once your kid is sitting there and you're
for
like,
sure.
Oh, I don't remember that. I don't remember that either. Just like The Mask. Okay.
Oh,
I remember growing
Jim Carrey,
up.
The Mask,
growing up, watching it. Amazing, hilarious, whatever. Sit down with the kids, watching it. I don't remember that. I don't remember any of this
now.
That's
PG-13. That means parental guidance under 13. You got any 13-year-old kids?
I'm just saying.
Then that's on you to screen first, or...
I forgot.
You're going to... Okay. Or there's going to be some consequences.
Well, the kids...
There's a lot of smoking in that movie, too.
You lost me at the
surprise it wasn't R.
Son of a gun.
I think I was R-rated that thing, old cigarettes he was smoking.
Well, it's just... It's just funny because... I don't know. I grew up watching this. I mean, they just came out before we were 13.
No, for sure.
We were watching.
No. Rating was like, I mean, especially like we had kind of different style parents. Like my parents were super young, so they were like, whatever, you know. Like a lot of times, because my daddy's worked nights and stuff like growing up, so a lot of time I spent with him was like watching a movie or something. And so that dude be throwing on like war movies with guts hanging out and guys shooting heroin and probably hooking up with chicks or whatever, you know, and things are blowing up. And I'm like, hey, that's a war movie right there. War is hell. And it wouldn't have been R-rated until they were smoking cigarettes, and that's what did it. They said, nope, it's got to be R-rated. I don't care.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Get
he's
that
smoking
cigarette.
Cigarettes. R-rated. Done deal.
That's all it is.
That's why Tombstone was rated R, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
Doc Holliday's smoking all them cigarettes, those cancer sticks.
Yeah, the guy's
The guy's, what did he die of? Tuberculosis.
Tuberculosis, yeah.
Yeah, he got tuberculosis. He's smoking cigarettes and drinking booze. Rated R.
Rated R. Right there.
Even though they cuss like old timers.
I was going to say.
Oh, fiddlesticks. Oh, foo nanny bahonky.
No, they don't really.
No, I know. But it's just like, God darn it all to heck. And then they shoot the guy in the head and smoke a cigarette. And the guy's like, R. It's got to be rated R.
Yeah.
It's got to be.
Yeah.
I don't care.
If it wasn't for that cigarette, this would be PG-13.
I didn't mind the guy getting shot in the head. I didn't.
But once he put that cigarette in his mouth, boom.
Done. Can't have it. Can't have Won't have it.
Because who knows what he's smoking back then.
I mean, it could be anything.
Smoking the peyote.
The guy's pasty white. He might be smoking whatever. Can't have it. Who knows where they had tobacco back then. Rated R.
Rated R.
Cover our butts.
They didn't have filters on their
cigarettes.
That's
a cover your
then.
Butt rating. Well, people might get offended by all the cigarette smoking. We better make a TV mature.
Rated R.
Because only a 17-year-old or older will be able to handle the smoking of cigarettes.
But you got to be 18 to buy the cigarettes.
Yeah, we got to stop it. Well, no, and that's the... Oh, here's the difference in rating, though.
Uh-oh.
It's because rated R... I love this, too, by the way. Restricted.
Oh, yeah.
17, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I actually remember going to the movie a few times and them checking my ID, which is weird.
They check it now because you look so young.
Stop this.
Ah. Me, they're like, oh, here's your senior citizen.
Yeah, they're like, oh, 65.
Oh, yeah.
So you got R-rated, 17. Mm-hmm. What else did they have back then? NC-17. You remember this rating?
Oh, yeah.
Or rated X. You ever seen a movie with rated X? Or NC-17?
Nope. Except for, I know that when
they're
Netflix...
They're pretty brutal.
When Netflix first came out, they had a category that was NC-17.
Yeah. It's... I've only seen, like, a couple. They were... Because it was really what it was they were so violent and just, like, uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
mm-hmm. with these weird sexual situations and stuff that it couldn't even get an R. Like, if a movie can't get an R rating, that tells you a lot right there. Wow. Yeah. This is about to be pretty brutal, what I'm going to be watching mm-hmm. here. Okay. They've gone away with all that now. Now you just get not rated. Oh, so yeah. You'll see a movie that they say not rated.
Not rated.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And there's been a few movies I've watched. Like, there's a movie like Bone Tomahawk is really good. And he actually, I can't remember the director, but he makes it, they're just very violent, but they're really good movies. It's like Bone Tomahawk, Brawl in Cell Block 99? That's with Vince Vaughn.
Oh.
And then Dragged Across Concrete was Vince Vaughn and Mel Gibson. Have you heard of any of these movies?
No.
Yeah, they're just really violent.
Well, like, I'll tell you.
Like, super violent. Like, you're like, what was that I just saw? Like,
so there's two movies that we bought,
right.
But we weren't paying attention when we bought them, okay? So there was Coyote Ugly, rated R.
No, it's not.
It's not?
No, Coyote Ugly is, I think, rated PG, about strippers.
No, it's not. I'm pretty sure that was rated R.
It's not.
Anyway, we bought the non.
Well, there's the unrated version.
Yeah,
but I don't know. Unrated. I don't. How does that show nudity or anything?
Yes, it shows the nudity.
It does?
Yes.
Oh, I haven't even watched this. I got to get in there.
Yeah, we bought it not knowing that it was PG-13. The unrated.
Yeah, it was PG-13. Yeah,
but we bought it not knowing that it was the unrated.
Is it just so much better?
You stop it.
You just don't watch it with the kids, that's all. Well, I'll tell you about screening and movies
before we had kids.
Oh, okay, cool.
And then there was another one. Oh, crap. What's it called? Cry Wolf.
I don't know this one.
Now, this one... It has old Bon Jovi in it.
Oh, and, John Bon Jovi?
Yeah. Get some. And it's the original was rated R.
Oh, no, it's PG-13, and you got the unrated version of that too, okay. Didn't you?
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
We got the unrated.
Yeah, you guys like to get the unrated version.
No, but we didn't know when we bought it. And then we got home and we're watching it.
There's a big difference.
So much more blood in it.
There's a lot.
That one was awesome.
Yeah.
That one was better than the original.
Okay, so that was cool. Like, when movies used to come out. Okay, so yeah. Getting back to the range. So you had the R, which is like, whoa. NC-17 and X was just basically like, you're basically like watching porno with aggressive violence, none of which is probably necessary for like a Hollywood motion picture. Mm-hmm. If you want that, just get on the internet. Or find a videotape store back in the day.
Yeah,
it's weird to watch. It's weird to watch it as a movie. You're like, that's too much. So, but then, like you said, you had PG-13 movies that comes back to what we were talking about earlier. Like, we'll make it PG-13 so that more people will watch it. But then when we bring it out on DVD/Blu-ray, we'll give them the unrated version, the original version that we wanted to bring out that probably everybody wanted to see, but maybe wouldn't have made as much money.
Yeah.
And that's what you got with Cry Wolf there. Mm-hmm. You got a trash movie, but then you got the unrated version. So it's at least probably, not very good, but there's more blood in it. So you're like, hey, cool, it's a good horror movie.
Mm-hmm.
Hey!
Yeah, Coyote Ugly.
That movie got way better. I hope I got that version. I might have accidentally got that one. I haven't watched it. Who's, anyway. Tyra Banks?
Yes, but she only plays a tiny role in it. That I was upset for that. She needed a bigger role. Yep.
I agree.
I'm not gonna lie.
I agree.
You know,
I gotta check this movie out.
You know, with friends... Yeah, the top five.
Yeah.
She's in my top five.
Tyra Banks is a beautiful woman. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Valerie doesn't understand
she's
it.
She's aged well.
And I say, you just don't.
Yeah.
You don't understand it.
Yeah. Everybody's got it.
I say, you mind your business.
Yeah.
She's on my top five, not yours.
Get out of my
Leave
life.
It alone.
Yeah.
But,
Oh, man. So, yeah. Getting the unrated versions. Man, they did that with Die Hard even. When they made Live Free or Die Hard. Remember this?
Yeah.
Die Hard, the fourth one.
I'm not going to lie.
So they made after this PG-13.
I stopped watching Die Hard after
the Die Hard with a Vengeance is outstanding. The third one? With him and Sam Jackson?
Bruce Willis and Sam Jackson. I know that their commercial's pretty good for Die Hard batteries.
Stupid. Die Hard had an appeal, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So they did this PG-13 action movie where they made John McClane, he used to drop F-bombs everywhere, more PC and family-friendly. Which is insulting to anybody that's like watched the movies and really into it. If you're just some person that's like, I've never seen any of these movies, you'll probably be like, yeah, this is all right.
Mm-hmm.
But if you've seen Die Hard, you're like, what is this garbage? So when they came out with the DVD, you got the unrated version. So mm-hmm. you better believe that's the one I got. It's a little better. There's a little bit of blood. But, and there's like a, he, yeah, there's a little cussing, but it's still not as much as he always was accustomed to.
Yeah.
Which is whatever. But I just couldn't believe it. Like, studios are just, you guys, man, it's all about money. Like, you don't care at all about giving people what they want. Like, no, we want Die Hard. Die Hard. You know what I mean? Yeah. It's Die Hard. It's John McClane smoking cigarettes. That's why it's R-rated. It has nothing to do. He's dropping F-bombs every 5 seconds. It's all the cigarettes. He's smoking.
Yeah.
Okay? We don't care if some guy's brains got blasted over that window. It would have been PG-13 if it wasn't for the fact that guy was lighting up a cigarette when he did it.
When he got killed.
So there's no cigarettes in Live Free or Die Hard. Okay? So he's not smoking anymore. The violence is all big.
He was trying to kick the habit.
Yeah, he's trying to kick the habit. So and he's born again, so he's not cussing anymore. Mm-hmm. So that's good. It's a born again Christian John McClane who doesn't smoke cigarettes, no cussing. And then when he kills people, it's just big explosions like you'd seen a Transformers movie and no like shooting anybody. Because that's what makes it R. Smoking cigarettes, shooting people. You can blow up anybody you want in a PG-13 movie, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
You can blow up everything.
Everything.
But you shoot them.
And you could drop the F-bomb, I think, once or twice.
I think you get up to about three before they start, yeah.
But once you light that cigarette.
And they got to be split up now. If you go boom, boom, boom right there in one scene,
mm-hmm.
that's to the R. And if you're smoking, don't get me started now. You smoke a cigarette, drop the F-bomb.
You even think about smoking that cigarette, boy, it's rated R. You even talk about it.
Netflix is crazy. They put everything on there, though. It says everything, and it's smoking. You're like, was it like an afterthought to you? Like, did you need
me
to
put it? You'd be like, yeah, I'm going to watch The Sandlot. I don't remember him smoking.
They had the little board of directors meetings. They're like, how are these ratings going to be broken up? We need to figure this out, all right? So TV-14 is this. Okay, PG, gotcha. TVMA, all right. Obviously, you got the nudity and the sex and the violence and some guy in the back. And smoking. Who was that? Ted, is that you back there? Smoking cigarettes!
I'll throw it in there.
Fine. Ted, he's on the board of directors. He owns half the company. Put it on there.
That was such a stupid idea. Oh, my God.
So now every time TVMA, violence, nudity, sexuality.
Smoking. And then with tiny little writing, thanks, Ted.
Yeah, it should.
Yeah.
Well, the thing is, too, it's funny too because I've actually watched shows where it says the smoking, and then I'm like, "There's no smoking in that episode."
Oh yeah,
I never saw a smoking. Just saying, where is the smoking?
They just slap it on.
Yeah,
everything.
They do.
Yeah,
that's the thing. They're so worried
just to cover themselves.
No, Netflix is just so worried about getting canceled.
There's an extra in the back.
Yeah,
smoking a cigarette.
Exactly.
And some it's blurry, and it just looks like he's smoking it, but you don't know if he is or not.
He might be just throwing a peace sign out somebody, mm-hmm. but it looks like he's saying, give me cigarettes.
Yeah.
That's PGM, that's MA. Netflix, man, that's so, it's such a different time. You know, people used to not care. It's rated PG, we're dropping F-bombs, we're smoking cigs, you know, and now it's TVMA, and we got to have the thing about... You got to put up the little disclaimer at the beginning, too. Like, yeah, these lights might cause you to have a seizure if you're epileptic. Which, I mean, you know, thanks for the heads up. Because there are some epileptic people that probably don't need to be having a seizure when they're watching Stranger Things or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Great show, by the way. Well, no smoking in there. That's why it's TV-14. Mm-hmm. They smoke. Those kids smoke cigarettes. We're going TVMA.
Mm-hmm.
You having kids smoke cigarettes now? Yeah. Which was huge in the 80s movies we used to grow up watching. They were always smoking cigarettes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? That was what kids did. They got their hands on some booze, smoking cigarettes. Mm-hmm. It was always like Playboys and stuff like that. You put that stuff in a show now, whew. M.A.
M.A.
Done.
Those would be rated X.
Yeah. Not going to have it.
Nope.
Not going to have it. So you could blow up a bus full of kids in a PG-13 movie, it's fine. But if you light a cigarette... I got to stop bringing that up.
Stop it. So you brought up... Stranger Things, okay?
Yeah.
So, yesterday I started watching the Mayans, which is a spinoff of...
Sons of Anarchy, the prequel,
I haven't seen it yet, because I watched all the Sons of Anarchy.
Sure.
And so, I was just on Hulu, and I was like, oh, okay. It was first thing popped up. I was like, oh, yeah, but I want to see this. Well, I think it was at the first episode, they actually did a shout-out to Stranger Things, because one of the guys... He's running from them. He flips his car upside down when he gets out. And they're like, hey, you know, how'd you like the upside down world? And he goes, it's not that great. And I was like, boom.
That was a shout out to Stranger Things right now, right there.
But it's supposed to be a prequel to Sons of Anarchy.
I know, but they were just like
Stranger Things doesn't even exist yet.
Well, I know, but I'm just saying they. No, it's not a prequel to it.
I thought it was supposed to be a prequel to Sons of Anarchy.
No, I thought it was after it. Sons of Anarchy. It was a spinoff of it.
Yeah, it's a spinoff slash prequel, though. I'm pretty sure.
I'm going to have to look this
up. Yeah, look that up.
So well, you're telling me...
So you're telling me they put a plug for Stranger Things in Mayans?
Yes.
Gosh, that's terrible writing.
I'm serious. Because the car flipped upside down, landed on his top, and he's getting out. The guys are walking up. He goes, "How'd you like the upside down world?" And then the guy's like... Oh, it was terrible.
Oh my gosh. That's horrid.
And I was like, Stranger Things.
I wasn't even really considering watching it, but now I know I won't. Thank you. Thank you for that. I don't need to waste my time with that garbage.
No, after that.
Oh, after that line, it's pretty good.
Oh, yeah.
Oh my gosh. Stop this now.
I'm going to look it up. Because now, I thought it was a spinoff.
Yeah.
Wasn't the prequel. But then I have noticed that a lot of the characters are on there, too.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, like the mom. She's already been in it.
Mm-hmm.
And then they did have the Sons of Anarchy.
Yeah.
The club in there.
Right.
And helping them out.
Yeah.
And then I was like, I thought they were rivals.
Yeah.
So... You might be right.
You know, and it's really interesting, too, with rating, as I'm thinking about this, because I just watched a movie the other day, and I was like, honestly, I still don't really see why they made that R. But then I was just thinking about it right now. So the new Justice League came out, Zack Snyder's Justice League,
mm-hmm.
on HBO Max. And I'm one of these nerds who loves Justice League. So I hated the movie that came out in 2017. Hated it, knew the whole story about why it was a mess and blah 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 blah.
Mm-hmm.
So I was up in arms. I'm one of them guys. I was like, make the Snyder cut. I wasn't as aggressive. Like, there were people down in LA. There was a guy at a plane flying a banner across the sky saying, make the Snyder cut. I'm not even kidding. That's how much people wanted to see the actual version of the movie and not the trash that we got.
Yeah.
There's a burning pile of dog feces, okay? So this movie comes out the other day. I've been waiting. I took Friday off just so I could stay up Thursday night and watch this 4-hour movie, okay? That's R.
Mm-hmm.
The reason being is because there's 3 F words in it.
And someone's smoking.
I actually had a serious thing. I'm like, I don't think anybody did smoke. But you know what? I'm going to have to go back and watch it again, and I might see somebody light up a cig, and that might have been the reason. No, it was just, there was blood. There was, like, blood in it. Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Most of the blood was, like, from the parademons, which are, like, the little flying creatures, so it was, like, orange-looking, but,
mm-hmm.
no, it was, I mean, but dude, oh, gosh, let me tell you, watching a movie like that, you see your heroes growing up as a kid, you know, loved Batman and, like, mm-hmm. all that stuff, and to see an actual film, like this long, I was like, 4 hours ain't long enough, baby. I want more. It was so good for me. Like, and people that were like waiting for something better, mm-hmm. that was it. You only wish you could get more, but yeah, it was interesting because I'm like, there's only 3 F bombs and like some blood, whatever. Like, I've seen worse in a PG-13 movie, but then I realized, oh, it's a superhero movie though. So if you got a superhero movie, mm-hmm.
yeah.
and they're dropping F bombs.
Mm-hmm.
Cyborg drops an F-bomb. Batman drops an F-bomb. Mm. Well, shoot, that's R. If Batman would have lit a cigarette, they would have gone straight to TVMA. No, so, but you know, I think it's funny because it's like the discrepancy. It's like, well, three F-bombs and a PG-13 is fine, but who's using the F-bombs, though? Yeah. Well, in this movie, it's just some random people. No big deal. But in this movie, it's 2 of the 3 F-bombs are used by superheroes. We can't have that.
Yeah.
You know, so we need to, that's going to be R.
Put the R on there.
At least so the kid know. Yeah. And I get that, you know, because you're going to watch it with the kid, which you should. I mean, it's not bad. I watched worse, the kid.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've seen worse, but growing up as a little kid, but, oh, man. Actually, I was just trying to find an excuse to bring that movie up.
You just really want to talk
about it. Dude, it was so good. I loved it. I stayed up. Alex made it 3 hours. She made it a little over 3 hours, and she finally fell asleep. I was like, I waited. I was like watching the clock at work because it came out on Thursday. Last Thursday, started streaming at like midnight. I was like, no, I'm not going to try that. Because I guess the site crashed in the middle of the night. So many people were trying to watch it. Once. Oh, yeah. I was like, I'm going to wait till I get home. I'll get my popcorn.
Mm-hmm.
You know. So I watched it for like an hour and a half, 2 hours. We went and got Juliana from dance. Took a little intermission break, you know. Got her into bed. Sat down. Finished it.
Yeah.
It's so good.
Is it?
Oh. Good. You couldn't make that movie when we were kids. That is the difference, man. Superhero movies when we were growing up. Like, I wasn't even into Superman. Like, Christopher Reeve, R.I.P. Superman, you know? Nah. But those movies are cheesy AF, buddy.
Oh, yeah.
No, so cheesy.
The only Superman that I was into was Dean Cain.
The
TV show.
Oh, my God.
But that was just because there was nothing else to watch.
There was nothing else. We had basic cable. Plus, we had basic, five channels.
Yeah, but then, plus, I thought that the lady that played Lois Lane.
You know.
She was hot.
Oh, yeah. And she is.
Oh, yeah.
She's on Bruce Almighty. Yes. Can't remember her name. Yeah, I got you.
She was on Desperate Housewives.
Terry Thatcher.
Terry, that's her name.
Terry. Oh my gosh.
All right, answer your question.
Yeah.
This is the director.
Kurt Sutter.
Kurt Sutter, okay.
Okay.
I have a sense of Sons being four chapters. If Sons was the first chapter, then I see the Mayans as the second chapter. As present day, it's after the death of Jax Teller. So it is a sequel.
Okay, so it's not a prequel.
Not a prequel.
Okay, good deal. Love that.
Okay, we can get back to talking about
Justice League. Nice.
Sorry.
There's a lot of cigarette smoking in that show, though, so I'm sure that's why it's
TVMA. That's why it's on FX and not actual Fox.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So far, it's not as bloody as
Sons of Anarchy.
Sons of Anarchy. But I'm only two episodes in.
Yeah, that's pretty brutal.
Because each episode is like over an hour long.
Yeah, that's a lot, too, to try to play catch-up, too, because it's like going into the third season now.
I think so, yeah. There's three seasons out.
Jeez.
But I'm just glad, because sometimes Hulu will do... they'll be like, hey, we have all the seasons, but then you look and it's like only one season, and it's like
yeah.
But this one that they actually I started season one, episode one yesterday. Watched two of them.
Cool.
So probably watch one or two more tonight.
Cool.
And so yeah, but
I mean the shows. I mean shows, and I love now. Mm-hmm. Now, all day. Like, I could say movies back then, and there are some classics. There really are. There's some great movies that are great. They're hilarious, but the stuff now is so good. It's so well made. And the graphics, like I said, the Superman movies, it looks so cheesy back then. You watch it now, Henry Cavill, Superman, you know, Man of Steel, like Batman vs. Superman, Justice League, all that. Man's like, dude, that looks sick.
Mm-hmm.
Looks awesome. This is cool. All those Avengers movies, you know, freaking all of them. They all look pretty good.
Yeah.
And that's why this movie that came out was so much better than the theatrical one 3 years ago. Because they did such a better job of cleaning up the graph of the CGI and making everybody look better. Because the guy that took over the project and put the movie out just totally was like, threw in the towel, like, yeah, whatever. Here you go. Here's this, and everything looked terrible. It was not good.
Yeah, that wasn't Justice League the one where they had to CGI Superman's mouth? Because
that's
because
the dude did reshoots. The director that came in and took over the movie did reshoots, so he brought Henry Cavill back and CGI'd for $20 million. The $20 million mustache, $20 million mustache. Mm-hmm. Those reshoots weren't even necessary, and they're not in any of this new movie. This movie that he did, none of that stuff. It is, like, there are barely any scenes from the theatrical version.
I just thought it was hilarious that he went and did the reshoot and just like...
No, it was like he almost went out of his way to make this movie look like crap. Yeah. Like, oh, Zack Snyder's out, man. I'm taking over. I don't really care about it. Because it was Joss Whedon, the guy who made the first Avengers movie.
Mm-hmm.
So he's like, I'm a Marvel guy anyway, so I'm just going to... all over this movie. And that's what it looked like when you watch it. You're like, this is not good. This movie's not a good movie.
Oh, yeah. No, it drove me nuts. Just watching it, I'm just like...
Why did he do it? He's like, why'd you do this?
Yeah. Well, not just that, but just the whole premises of the... I don't know. Just the whole storyline of the whole thing just drove me nuts, too.
There was no story. He took a bunch of new characters, threw it in, they cut it down and made an hour and 50 minutes. Yeah. There's a reason why this movie you watch is 4 hours. It gives you a story for Flash. Cyborg is in this movie all over. Cyborg is like the main person of this movie, almost.
Oh, nice.
He's hardly in the other one. They cut him out.
Yeah. And then the other ones, like Flash and everything, was just a little snippet.
No. He's got a ton of story, too. Yeah. They all do. Aquaman's got more story because it was before the Aquaman movie that came out. Yeah. But, like, man, like, the graphics are so cool. Like, that's what's so cool. Seeing these movies, they used to be like cartoons when we were kids, And like, and there were some good ones, like the original Batman and Batman Returns, Michael Keaton, oh, yeah, and Tim Burton. Those were good. And they didn't need a lot of graphics, CGI, because it was just straight up acting. Mm-hmm. And he didn't do too much, like, to, you know, outside the realm. It was mm-hmm. very believable, everything that would happen. Where it got tricky was, like, later when they started making, like, those other crappy Batman movies. Oh, my gosh. That's where they fell off. But then the Dark Knight movies came out later. Man. Those are awesome.
Yeah. Except for what was it? The one where they made Christian Bale's voice, like,
I'm not the one wearing hockey masks. Hey, yeah. I sound like Gary Busey.
Gary yeah. Busey is Batman.
Oh, no.
Hey.
Oh, no.
Hey, man. Hey, Utah, give me two.
No.
Gary. No, yeah, he did. But see, he just was changing his voice, you know, because they always change the voice. That's what I thought was cool about the newer Batman, like Ben Affleck Batman. He didn't change his voice.
I'm not going to lie.
He had a little voice mm-hmm. computer thing that was attached to him that just changed the voice for him. So he's not like,
hey, man, I'm Batman. Your raspy voice. Yeah.
Sounded like some guy's been smoking 16 packs of cigarettes every day.
With a southern accent.
Yeah. Hey, man, my name's Billy Bob Wayne. All right, I'm here to take over, man. We're going to kick some butt. I got a guy named Joker or Smoker or Toker. I'm going to take him out.
The redneck.
They got the Riddler, you know.
We're going to have the redneck Justice
League. I'm going to take, hey, man, Diana. Hey, where's my girl Diana, man? Hey. Diana Perrins. I'll tell you what, boy, she a good old gal, man. She got good home cooking, and she'll kick the tarnation out you. Now, Diana Perrins, she Wonder Woman now.
Now, you know why Flash is so fast and strong?
Why?
Because of all that meth that he's doing.
Hey, he's on that southern meth, man. That's how we do it here in Missouri.
It'll get him right up there.
Okay, now that's just me. All right. We're just assuming everybody from the South smoking cigarettes and doing meth. That ain't true. Just in our version of Justice League isn't like that.
The redneck Justice League is what it is.
Well, it's a DC universe. They're not real cities anyway, like Gotham and Metropolis. And it's all part, you know, they're made up. So we're going to make up our South. It's, I don't know what we'll call it, but
hey.
Yeah. So, like, it was, yeah.
Yeah.
Don't try to change your voice, okay? No. Just be you.
just
You know who would have been a terrible Batman, real quick, before we wrap this up? Mm-hmm. And I love him, too. Mm-hmm. But that's Arnold. You know how, like, Bruce Wayne is not supposed to be, like, you know what I mean? You're wearing the bat costume, and they're not supposed to know who it is, like,
Jarvis.
You know, like, you're like, you'd be like, Bruce, is that you?
No, it's not me. This is Batman. He's Batman right here.
He's like, Bruce, he sounds like, because there's only one person I've ever met in the entire world that sounds like this. And it's you, Bruce Wayne.
He goes, no, it's not Bruce.
And then he tries to change his voice.
Hey, it's not Bruce.
It's not me.
It's not Brucey.
Bruce, man, that's totally you, man. Take that out. I thought we were going to meet up. We got tennis. We got a tennis match. We got to do some crap.
That would actually be fantastic.
Now, that's a movie that needs to get made. Arnold Schwarzenegger's Batman.
That's almost as worse as the storyline of Superman to Clark Kent. Puts the glasses on, no one knows
it's
Superman. Takes them off, it's Superman.
And that's like a power thing, but you're right. Yeah, it's like they took this.
Hey, man, is that you?
That's not Clark. He's got the glasses on. That can't be
that
you.
That can't be him. Yeah. Hey, Clark, where'd you come from? Yeah. Oh, as he comes around the back of the building.
I know, he just comes back
breathing
around.
Breathing hard.
Puts the glasses on.
Whew.
Yeah, a little tired.
I was just running from the destruction.
Yeah.
Man, you missed it. He was over there.
There's a guy that flew by in a blue suit.
He looked just like you, but he didn't wear glasses.
But he didn't have glasses. That's how I know it wasn't you, Clark. So, why are we back in the South again? I thought it was all good. The guy started smoking cigarettes.
And then therefore it's rated R.
It's rated R movie. Yeah. We can snort all the meth we want, but then they start smoking cigs, and rated R.
Batman.
He's in Batman and Robin, and I gotta say, that's one of the worst movies ever made. George Clooney, terrible Batman.
Oh,
Joel Schumacher, terrible Batman director.
Mm-hmm.
Arnold, I mean, they must have paid you. They must have paid, like, I don't know if they paid him.
Iceman or something like that?
He's Mr. Freeze.
That's it.
I honestly think Arnold was probably like, you know what, I don't even want money. I want a country. Joel, they're like, we'll give you a country. What kind of country you want? Give me one with oil. Whatever. I'm going to find one. You know, I'll throw a dart at the somewhere. Yeah, there you go. Because they must have paid him a lot to get him in there to play that terrible role.
Probably.
He goes in there, freeze! And he starts freezing people. And that's a bad movie from our era that's not good. Okay, there's some bad movies that came out back then. That's why I said superhero movies are way better now than they were.
Oh, definitely. Oh,
gosh, because that one is this. What killed the dinosaurs? The Ice Age! Ah, he freezes. Oh, my gosh.
Well, so no, that's bad. Just Arnold Schwarzenegger in general.
Well, like, yeah, you know, like,
he always had the one iron. Like,
but they were the action movies that were, you know.
Yeah, he's gonna shoot the torpedo.
That's fired. True Lies.
Yeah, you fired.
You're fired. Yeah. Or in Running Man, it looks like you could use a light, and he throws a torch on him, and he lights on fire. Or Predator, he sticks him to the wall with a machete. Stick around. Or Commando, let off some steam, Bennett, and he's got a pipe with steam coming out. He got shoved through a pipe. Dude, he's got so many. Listen, Arnold's my guy. I watch all the movies. There are a lot of bad lines from his action movie, but they were there for a reason. 80s action, you know, cheesy lines. He was the man. Don't put that in Batman and Robin, though.
No.
Okay? It's bad enough you got Batman and Robin running around with nipples on their own, and they're, you know what I mean? Remember the nipples on their, like, why the nipples?
That made a headline news.
Yeah, it was Batman and Robin, or Batman Forever was the first one you saw the nipples, and then Batman and Robin's, like, showing his butt up close. You're like, why is Batman's butt in there? I'm not really sure. And then he got freeze. I got Batman nipples, and I got freeze happening. It's not a good movie.
It's terrible.
If you're going to have Batman nipples, that better be a good movie. There better be a lot of smoking.
I mean,
there
better be least.
There better be something. There better be something good. I don't need to see ER, you know, what is it? George Clooney when he was in ER. You know, it was like, you know, circa circa ER, you know, era George Clooney playing Batman with nipples. Like,
well, was that him? I thought it was George Clooney. Was it George
Val Clooney? Kilmer was Val the Kilmer. Batman Forever. Yeah, they ruined Val. I love Val.
Well, I thought...
He goes from Doc Holliday right into Bruce Wayne thing. This is going to be a great role. I could be the Caped Crusader. Man, Bruce Wayne, Batman. And then he sees, like...
I thought he had the nipples, though.
No, he did. I'm just saying, it got worse than Batman and Robin. Like, it was just like they got nipples. It was like, all right. Mm-hmm. And then Batman and Robin, they're like zooming in on them and butts and all kinds of things. You're like, that's just... doesn't need to be there, I don't think. Whatever. I guess we're putting that in there. Because that's nothing says action like some Batman nipples and booty. What are we doing? Boy.
Yeah.
I'm Bruce Wayne.
Freeze!
I'm Bruce Wayne. No, I am not Batman. I'm Bruce. And then he's Batman.
Oh, I'm Batman. I'm not Bruce Wayne. Did I tell you that a couple weeks ago I watched Kindergarten Cop with the kids?
It's not a tumor.
It's not a tumor.
It's so good. Oh, there's another one. Knock, knock. No, he goes, I'm the body pooper. When the guy's like, who the hell are you? He goes, I'm the body pooper. And he shoots the couch.
At the beginning.
Yeah. It's a great movie. Yeah. Don't mess with old Arnold, man. He says, I'm the body pooper.
Oh, that's awesome. All right. Well, I think that's going to do it for this episode. We could talk for hours about making
What's the consensus?
Movies.
There were some great movies from our day. Probably should have been rated a little differently.
Yeah.
There's a lot of hidden...
You got your classics.
There was a lot of in-your-face racism and some hidden racism that's... It's just peppered through those
old
movies.
Well, there's just a lot of things that when you're younger, you don't see it. But then you watch them now and you're like, ugh.
Yeah.
Or you just didn't understand it.
Well, no, but it's terrible to think that the people making these movies know exactly what they're doing.
Oh, yeah.
They know exactly what they're doing.
Subliminal.
But like we talked about, they don't care until somebody makes a big deal out of it for a long enough period of time, and then they go, okay, I guess we care now. No, you don't.
We care. Let's check it out.
You don't care. Just keep making good movies, and we'll forget about the fact you guys are a bunch of racists. Exactly. That's pretty much what happens.
Yeah.
To just distract us with a good movie.
Yeah.
And I'm guilty as charged.
Just keep throwing the popcorn at us.
Just keep throwing me a good movie, man. Maybe I'll forget about your beliefs.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Whatever.
But, yeah, movies now are great. Superhero movies now are way better. Yeah. Superhero movies are way good now.
You know, even the movies that they play just on...
Like Netflix,
you know, and stuff. Netflix and stuff like that. Well, even for like kids' movies now, they're a lot better than they were.
Oh, they're all good, you know, and the, like because they actually
the Three Ninjas.
Well, I mean, kids. Terrible.
Emily.
Rocky loves Emily. Oh, such terrible movies.
Hey, but those surfer dudes are pretty funny in that movie.
Yeah, man.
Dude, we watched that not that long ago. Yeah. I used to watch that movie so much growing up.
Mm-hmm.
And I still remember, bro. He's like, bail me out. He's all like hanging from with the tie from the stairs.
Did you order pizza?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. They stick her in the closet.
Dude. Tubular.
Oh my gosh.
Terrible. Oh my gosh, yeah. That was the one bright side of that movie was the surfer guys, because they're pretty funny.
Tom-Tom will eat anything. Tom-Tom won't eat dog poop.
Yeah.
I remember that line.
Rocky and Colt.
Stupid.
Cold.
That explains a lot.
Randall.
Randall. All right. Hey. Well, thank you for listening to this episode.
Yeah, I hope you liked it. I mean, we just blabbed about movies for a while, but sometimes
that's all we do.
We got to do that sometimes, though. You know, we had a real serious topic last week. You know, we thought this week, let's keep it light. I know we kind of, you know.
Blow off some steam a little bit.
Yeah,
got to
blow off some steam. Blow off some steam, Bennett.
But, I just want to give a little shout out. We've had a couple listeners from other countries.
Yeah, this is right. I'm glad you brought this up. Thank you.
Shout out to whoever's listening in Belize.
Belize is a beautiful country. I want to go there. They got Mayan ruins down there, beachfront. I want to go down there and live. You can go live down there.
Hey, let's make it a trip.
I want to go.
Let's go.
Thank you for whoever's listening in Belize.
Yes, and whoever is listening in Australia.
Australia, down under.
Don't even do it.
One of my favorite bands is from Australia.
Do they sing from the land down under?
No, they're a deathcore band.
Of course they are.
There's some really good deathcore bands that come out of Australia.
Oh, man.
So, hey, thanks, Australia, for listening. Seriously.
There you go. But, yes,
we got some good music down
there. Yes, thank you, guys. Share it.
Please.
Get it out there.
Please like us. Please. If you don't like me, then what will I do with myself?
Don't cancel us, please. All right. Well, hey. Today's episode had nothing to do with children.
It had nothing to do with it. Well, you know, our kids are watching this stuff right along with us, I guess.
But always remember, your kids are blessings. It's not taken for granted.
Yep.
We will see you guys next week.
Everybody take care. Be safe.
Bye.